And I'm Ashley Lang.
On the TV and radio side, truly any platform where you can consume media on CN2 and WRHI, you can find us. You can also find us still on the radio, our home, FM 100.1 and AM 1340, as well as on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102 on the TV side. As many of our listeners and viewers know, we're in the middle of our Prom Pledge initiative. This gives us a chance here at OTS Media to go into the high schools, 14 different high schools throughout York, Lancaster, and Chester counties, to bring the message to these young people on how to say yes to a long, healthy, and happy life. And we certainly can't do this without so many in our business community helping us with this effort, and businesses like Jonathan Brown Electric. And Jonathan Brown is joining us here to talk about his days at prom or in high school and then what's going on in his line of work today. So good morning to you, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Hey, we're great. Good. So what do you remember about your prom experience?
Nerve-wracking, absolutely just off the hinges, scared for the first part of it, and then unbelievably excited, but also amazed at the fun you get to have, but also the level of, at the risk of offending people, stupid you get to see. And if that bothers you, I'm sorry. Not really, but sure.
If it makes it go down better, right. So you didn't have the tailored suits that the young men have on today, and the young ladies look like they're walking off the runway in New York City.
Son, I was too broke to have something like that. I was lucky enough to have a shirt and a tie, but at the same time, we went. It was fun.
Yeah.
There were some ladies that had nice dresses, and most of us boys were out in the middle of the country where we lived, so if you got guys to show up with a actual suit and tie, good luck. It was a nice one. But it was a fun experience, but the fact of the matter is there is going into that prom pledge belief, there were people who got involved with alcohol, drugs, and other things, and there were some very sad stories we got to hear following that. And I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about something that breaks your heart when you lose a friend to something as stupid as an accident that should never have happened, but because of a bad decision, it's a tough one. It's not worth what you lose for the moment of gratification you get. Alcohol, drugs, all that seems like it's a fun and exciting thing. And sure, for a brief moment, it can be. But for the destruction of the rest of your life and what you roll down, it costs you so much more than you'll ever know. But that's where we are in today's society, I guess. A moment of excitement for a loss of a world in front of us. How fantastic of a story to tell, right? I enjoyed a brief moment, but lost my entire future. You go down that road if you want to, and to each is his own, but I would recommend take a moment to stand back and think closely about what you're doing, because every choice you make in life has consequences. And that could be whether you get behind the wheel of that car now or whether you decide to go visit a friend and sit down in a hookah circle, as they call it, with that nice little pipe passing around or whatever. But you can do all these fun things and have that moment of excitement, but then lose the rest of your future. I've had friends with addiction. I've had family who suffered addiction. I've lost family and close friends to DUIs and other things, that are just a horrific, horrible stance to do, and very painful loss when you lose someone to something as foolish as a car wreck because the other individual was under the influence of something. Someone that you care about dearly is gone because of a stupid mistake someone else made.
Well, we can't say thank you enough for businesses like you all for getting behind this effort. And it's because you believe in these young people. You know, these young people at every school, there's a big board that they sign. It's the Prom Pledge Board. It's about the size of the table here on Palmetto Mornings in the WRHI studio. And around the border of this board are all the businesses that have supported this initiative. And we say when we're emceeing these events, these businesses, they probably don't know you. You might not know those businesses, but they believe enough in you right? Because you're the leaders of tomorrow, to invest in this program so you can hear the message from substance abuse centers and law enforcement officers. So it's, you know, businesses like you that say, hey, we want to get behind this, and, you know, we care. We really do care for the young people. And I think you made a great point. Don't let just a one little bit of freedom take away your entire life. And remember, it is illegal to drink alcohol under the age of 21. I know that message gets lost in translation sometimes out there. I think Hollywood paints a different picture of like what prom should be. But I mean, we've got these young people have got so many different opportunities. You've got indoor trampoline centers where you can go. You can go bowling. I mean, there's like a gazillion things that young people can do after prom where you don't have to go to these lavish parties that Hollywood tells us in the movies and in TV that we need to go to.
Well, even then, going to the party is fine.
That's a good point.
The alcohol is not needed because the alcohol does not bring you anything. The alcohol brings what I call are usually the three B's, right? Bad decisions, babies, and breakups.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's a good one, Jonathan. We'll have to remember that one for
sure. You can steal that one.
Oh, man. Jonathan Brown from Jonathan Brown Electric is joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. He's just one of the many businesses that are part of our Prom Pledge initiative. That initiative is going on for 34 years here at OTS Media. It's hard to believe. You were just a baby back then, Jonathan.
I was just a baby back then.
And then look at you now. Now you've obviously have a very successful business. And what, when you look at the future of your business at Jonathan Brown Electric, what does the future hold? What do the young people look like when they're coming to you with the skill set that they have?
There are a lot of people that can get pessimistic about the future of the world looking at some of the situations where we are in youth. But I'll tell you this much. Every generation has always been that way. But there is always hope. The young people coming up, whether you like it or not, are going to be the leaders one day. The choices they make are going to affect their future and ours, some of what we are now. But more importantly, it is our duty and our point to take those young ones and help to teach them, to train them, and to bring them up to make the good decisions that will guide them to having a good future for themselves and for anyone below them. Now, that's a tough one for a young person to understand. But at the same time, it's those life lessons they get to learn when they're going through these work ethics and transitions in life that help them to that part. For me, I see a bunch of young men. I've hired, I think, 5 new young guys who are just absolutely enthusiastic, excited about coming to work, which I will hire every day, all day. Enthusiastic desire for work more than education, because I can teach you the stuff you don't know. We cannot teach the enthusiastic work ethic and desire to come. We can teach you the skills that you don't have. We cannot teach those skills.
That's
those
good.
Are life skills that you have to have on your own.
Ding, 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 ding.
So for the young generation out there, do remember, have a smile on your face when you walk in the door. Yeah. Be ready to show up. Be excited about being there, because if you can't, unfortunately, the opportunity may not be there for you, because people don't want negative Nancy's and sour faces and, you know, fussinesses. We got enough drama in this world without having that one, okay?
Amen. Especially in your line of work, right? I mean, these men and women are going into people's homes. They represent your brand. And so, you know, just...
Well, here's the thing. I work in an industry that, oddly as it is for people to understand, is a service industry. Mm-hmm. So to explain services, I am there to serve my customer. I am there not to bring them my problems and my woes of the world and drop them at their doorstep. I am there to bring them, as we say, we are here to brighten your day. I show up with a smile on my face. I show up happy and ready to go. I am here to fix your problems, to make your life better in any way that I can. If that is with my ability as an electrician to fix your problems, or if that is with a simple smile, compliment, and a happy-go-lucky demeanor when I walk in that door to bring you some brightness to your day, by God, that's what we're here to do. All right, we are here to do good and to bring good and to bring light into the community, to bring happiness, not to bring frustration and anger, and because, I mean, Lord knows we got enough of that out there.
Yeah, it's so well said. Well, you checked all the correct boxes today, Jonathan, and we certainly appreciate it. Jonathan Brown is from Jonathan Brown Electric, again, one of our many businesses that will get behind our Prom Pledge initiative that's underway as we speak.